11:20, yes, indeed, and we'll continue with more open phones in a few minutes. First, though, I've invited Walter Hang of Toxics Targeting to check in with us this morning. Good morning, Walter.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you in Ithaca today?
I am.
How are things there?
It's another great day in the state of New York without shale fracking, so I'm counting my blessings.
Yeah, I was in Ithaca a couple weeks ago. What a nice town.
It is. It's just it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise kids. Most importantly, it has three hockey rinks, so you can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, that's excellent. We need more hockey rinks in Broome County. You know, Broome County had a hockey rink down in the western part of the county, and then it got flooded, and they never replaced it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wish I knew somebody in county government who could do something about it, but she's not taking my calls. you know how it is.
So true. When I lived in New York City, there was something like, I think, 8 rinks in the entire 5 boroughs. And in Montreal, there's something like 220.
See? We need more rinks. That's my next, my campaign promise for when I run for whatever my next position is. More rinks, more often. So let's talk about fracking. As you noted at the outset, still nothing from Governor Cuomo. I guess he's doing a radio interview again today. He has, as I've observed before, he has one person, one radio person in the entire state who he allows to question him, and everybody else is shut out. He certainly won't come down to the frack zone to talk with us and answer questions, but evidently he still isn't giving a hint as to exactly when he's going to make any kind of announcement. What do you think is going on now?
Well, on May 23rd, the governor reiterated again that he was waiting for Dr. Nirav Shah, the health commissioner, to complete his Department of Health review on the health impact analysis of shale fracking. And he keeps saying that Dr. Shah is going to be finished up within a few weeks. He's been basically saying that since last February. And so our recent work has involved this health review, which not only is being conducted completely in secret without any kind of public notice or any kind of opportunity for public impact, but the latest thing is that it turns out that the three so-called comprehensive health investigations that Dr. Shah said would be informing the New York State health review are shockingly incomplete. So the main one that everyone was referencing was this Geisinger study. So this has been much ballyhooed, but it turns out that that study has a budget of $25 million, and they've only raised $1 million. It's not in any way even underway. It's just in the pilot stage. So that cannot inform anything. A University of Pennsylvania study, similarly, virtually no funding, and then the Environmental Protection Agency study that was also referenced by Dr. Shah was recently announced not to be completed until at least 2016. So we've been writing the governor, and we've been writing the members of the fracking advisory panel to basically say that enough is enough. We've just got to resolve all these health concerns once and for all, and New York State should just put this bogus Department of Health review on hold, and instead New York State should undertake its own comprehensive health study without further delay. And so the governor and the members of the fracking advisory panel have been getting literally hundreds of earnest, respectful missives that all echo this concern. Put the Department of Health review on hold, conduct a comprehensive public health study, and until all of these questions have been resolved, I don't think the governor is going to be able to make any final decision on whether or not to permit shale fracking in New York. So we're just kind of in this period where no one really knows what's going on, because frankly the governor isn't really saying.
One of the things that you sent out, you occasionally keep people who are fighting fracking in the loop with various email updates. And one part in a recent message I think is interesting. You're concerned about the position of some environmental groups and individuals, people who are environmentalists on the national scene, who in some cases don't seem to be saying much at all about the potential for fracking in New York State. What's going on with some of the prominent national environmental groups and some otherwise outspoken environmentalists outside New York who in some cases don't seem to be saying much at the moment regarding the possibility that fracking will get the green light in New York?
Well, this is actually the most interesting angle on this whole 3.5, 4 year, maybe even 5 year decision. So the national environmentalists in many cases thought that natural gas was a good thing because they didn't like coal. And then all of the concerns were documented by me in New York about the fires, the explosions, the massive wastewater releases, and polluted water supply wells. And people can go to toxicstargeting.com, click on Marcellus Shale, and they can see videos of these people in Andover, New York, Dave Eddy, the Perkins family in Bolivar. You can literally see the government's own data. You can see the problems that have never been resolved year after year. The Ferrugias out near Jamestown, they haven't had drinking water in their home for probably 5 years now. So the interesting thing is that the national environmental groups always want to provide political green cover for elected officials, particularly Governor Cuomo. They always thank the governor, even when he doesn't do anything worthy of praise, and they never, never take a tough stand. They never challenge the governor. And so we've basically been leaning very hard on the groups that are on the fracking advisory panel, notably Natural Resources Defense Council and Environmental Defense Fund. Now, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, these were very tough groups. They fought tooth and nail, and they did great things. Now, they're only on the policy level, and so they never challenge the governor. And so they've ducked this issue of this bogus Department of Health review from the get-go. We've written them earnestly. We've spoken to them directly. I spoke with Francis Beinecke, the head of NRDC, Natural Resources Defense Council, and I basically said, help us. You don't have to do it openly. If you can achieve the aim of requiring, you know, a meaningful health assessment, making sure that all of these issues are fully resolved, go hog wild. Do it behind closed doors. But they just won't do it. They just are not fighters anymore. And so I believe that this whole fracking fight in New York, number one, is the rebirth of the American environmental movement because it's all grassroots driven. And number two, I believe that if we are able to prevail in New York and make sure that fracking is not allowed until there are comprehensive strict liability, private right of action, financial surety safeguards, so that if, heaven forbid, anyone ever gets harmed, they instantly get made whole, I believe that this model is going to be able to be replicated across the country because more than half the country now is already fracking for gas and for oil, and the problems have just been shocking. The biggest one was that in 2008, gas drilling wastewater was dumped into municipal wastewater treatment plants that couldn't handle the toxics, the metals, and 850,000 people who normally get their public water drawn from the Monongahela River near Pittsburgh had no drinking water. That was the biggest drinking water crisis in the history of our nation. So New York is holding out. We've worked really hard to, you know, find this amazing coalition and build it and make it strong. But the national groups, they just are mum. They're looking the other way. They're not really helping. So we've asked them so many times to help, and they just will not do it. And so I've told people, if you're a contributor, don't write any more checks. Call, email, you know, get in touch with them, And that seems to be having an effect. So let me just make one point. Bobby Kennedy was reported by AP to have convinced the governor not to allow fracking last summer. That's actually not true, and the governor said so. The governor tried to get Bobby Kennedy to support a mere 10 test wells over 2 years, very likely in the southern tier.
Right, in places like Broome and Tioga counties.
That's right. And so Natural Resources Defense Council had written in their comments on the revised draft, ESGEIS, they said you should do up to 100 wells on a demonstration project basis per year for 3 years. That's up to 300 wells. They cut out the Finger Lakes. They cut out Cooperstown. And that basically leaves the southern tier. We, as you know, pushed so hard to try to get them to drop that proposal. They never dropped it, but we built up so much opposition that even when the governor tried to get Bobby Kennedy to support a measly 10 wells in 2 years, he couldn't take that deal because we had worked with the funders for some of these big groups and an NRDC board member, and they knew they were going to take brutal heat if they in any way allowed the governor to go forward on a demonstration project. So we're fighting, we're really pushing hard, and that's how come New York is really the only state in the nation that has avoided these, you know, incredible problems. And we keep simply asking, okay, Governor, you've acknowledged health concerns, but you haven't come up with a solution, you haven't come up with a way, you know, to make this review fulfill its very strict mandates. Basically, Commissioner Martin said it has to be above reproach. It has to be the most comprehensive analysis anywhere in the country. But again, that's just not happening because it's based on studies that are totally incomplete.
Walter Hang from Toxics Targeting in Ithaca. My thanks to you for joining us and giving us an update. We'll be keeping in touch. And as you once noted, Governor Cuomo could make his announcement at any time. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, he might still be on the radio somewhere in New York State. Who knows? He could blurt out in the final 15 seconds, right as the theme music is popping up, that, oh, yeah, and I've approved fracking. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, keep us posted.
Okay, bye-bye.
11:32 at News Radio 1290.
You're listening to Binghamton Now with Bob Joseph on News Radio 1290, WNBF. Follow Binghamton Now on Twitter, @BinghamtonNow.